I'll begin speaking something, especially for our guests that are never experienced what we're doing this evening, initiation ceremony. First of all, the prayers that were recited in the beginning, they're prayers for purification. Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gato piva yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhaya abhyantara suchihi. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. This standard prayer from the Vedas saying whether one is pavitra or apavitra, purified or not purified, sarvavastam gatopiva, having passed through all circumstances of life, ya, that person who smaret pundarikaksham, remembers the lotus-eyed Lord. Pundarikaksham, lotus-eyed Lord. That person becomes qualified and this chanting of the names of Krishna and Govinda, just like the Govinda prayers we recited. By this process of recitation, vibrating the sound of the holy name of Krishna, the remembrance of Krishna, which is now forgotten, becomes awakened. And that remembrance of Krishna becomes restored, that which was forgotten, like amnesia. And the sound of the Maha Mantra, or names of Krishna, like Govindam, Adipurusham, the Tamaham Bhajami, has that spiritual sound vibration as a function. It awakens that forgotten relationship that we have with Krishna, the beautiful prayers that we recited together, especially for those who are new. Again, the sound vibration is creating auspiciousness. Even if one doesn't understand the meaning, that's quite okay. It's even more wonderful if you understand the meaning. But even without understanding the meaning, the sound vibration creates auspiciousness for a function like this. That's part of the tradition. Create auspicious atmosphere for an auspicious event. The prayers, the Govinda prayers, they are spoken by Lord Brahma, and they're the result of his chanting of mantra. It's described in Brahma Samhita. From the very beginning of creation, he was manifest directly from the body, the spiritual form of Garbhadakshay Vishnu. After long period of time of, he heard the syllables of the mantra and he meditated upon the mantra. He received a second mantra, specifically it says, from the flute of Krishna. And as that sound entered his ear, it came out of his mouth in the form of mantra. And he meditated upon that mantra and he became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. That's the language of Brahma Samhita. He became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. We have some young people here. It's now summer vacation. Yay, summer vacation. But very soon it's back to school. When does school start again? When? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. Oh, back to school tomorrow. Ooh, okay. Well, here's the school that Brahma went to. He went to the mantra meditation school. And he did it for a long time, day in and day out, for 100 celestial years, day in and day, because in fact, when Brahma was born, there wasn't even day and night, because there wasn't even the sun. All there was darkness in all directions. For 100 celestial years, his school was mantra meditation school. And he became well acquainted with the ocean of truth. And these prayers represent his understanding of everything. Of course, it's not an encyclopedia of that kind of everything, but items of knowledge are embedded within those verses, covering the whole of creation and the personalities who oversee the creation and so many things, the spiritual world, the material world, and all around, with specific features of the entirety of that which comes from the source of everything, Krishna. So those prayers are recited for auspiciousness on the occasion of three devotees here becoming formally connected to disciplic succession. That's what the initiation, the first initiation represents. One of the devotees here will be receiving Gayatri mantras, which is in our ISKCON language, is second initiation. So preliminary to receiving Gayatri mantras is the purification that comes from chanting the holy name. Because one must be qualified before receiving Gayatri mantra and chanting Gayatri mantra, and the qualification is purification and elevation of consciousness, along with purification, leaving behind unwanted things and awakening the wanted things. Purification through the chanting of the holy name. Somehow transcendental arrangement is very close to the appearance day of Lord Balaram, so I'd like to speak something about Lord Balaram. It's fitting for the occasion also. This week we'll have a formal celebration for Balaram's appearance day, and again, for those of you that are new, just like in Christianity, there's Christmas, the birth of Christ. There's a celebration every year honoring the birth of Christ. So also in our Vedic tradition, there's the appearance of Krishna. So we have Krishna Janmashtami, very celebrated event. And before Krishna appears, his elder brother appears. And his elder brother is Balaram. And Bala means spiritual strength. And Rama means happiness or reservoir of pleasure. Rama. Balarama. Balarama is said to be the original spiritual master. And anyone who is performing that function of spiritual master must receive the mercy of Balarama to have the strength to be able to do that function. Because he's the source of spiritual strength. And it takes spiritual strength for the person who is receiving initiation to receive the mercy of Balaram, because in order to carry out a life that is wholesome in the spiritual sense requires spiritual strength. So it's very appropriate that in honor of Balaram's appearance day, we're conducting this initiation ceremony. the strength, just like Krishna, when Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita, now, there's different aspects of Krishna, because he's everything. So there's different aspects of everything, or the source of everything. And the complete reservoir of the source of everything is Krishna when he is performing his pastimes in Vrindavan. But that Krishna who is performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, he has the power, unlimited power, to expand himself unlimitedly. And in some of those unlimited expansions, one of them is Vishnu. He's a portion of a plenary portion. And Vishnu is the one who takes charge of manifesting the cosmos, the whole material universe, sustain it, support it for some time, withdraw it. Vishnu. And one of the functions of Balaram, our acharyas describe like this, when Krishna speaks, it's that feature of Krishna, namely Balaram, who is speaking, because Balaram is the original spiritual master. When Arjuna submits to Krishna, before we were speaking like friends, now I recognize I can't understand what is my duty. My whole body is quivering and trembling and perspiring and I've lost it. I require your guidance. Please instruct me. Shishyasteham shadimam tvam prapanam. And from that point, the relationship shifts from that of the intimate friends to spiritual master and disciple. And that feature of, one more time, that feature of Krishna who is speaking is the Balaram aspect of Krishna. It's the instructing guru acting, of course Krishna is everything, but the function, the instructing guru function is Balaram. And within the instructions that Krishna gives is the capacity to carry out the instructions that Krishna gives. It's an interesting and very important understanding. I'll say it again. When Krishna speaks, we'll give an example. Krishna speaks from whatever and wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one should bring the mind back under the control of the self. With a capital S. Good luck. If you try to do that without relying upon spiritual strength from Balaram, you'll find out it's not possible. But it is possible, and it is possible within the instruction itself is the strength to carry out the instruction. That's the strength of Balaram. And Prabhupada said, similarly with the spiritual master. When the spiritual master gives an instruction, within the instruction of the spiritual master is the power to carry out the instruction, because it's on behalf of Balaram, and Balaram is the source of all strength. The logic is there. It's quite logical. And then still we struggle, because we haven't taken full shelter of Balaram yet, or the representative of Balaram. Full shelter is awaiting coming attractions. Very soon we'll take full shelter. But the strength to carry out instruction is within the instruction. And the strength is Balaram. And the strength of those representing Balaram comes from Balaram. So the process of initiation, which we're doing, we're having initiation ceremony, it's a process of submission to Krishna and acceptance by Krishna. Bhakti Siddhanta on the raised seat back here, the Vyasasan, there's a murti of Prabhupada. His spiritual master's name was Bhakti Siddhanta. And Bhakti Siddhanta said at one initiation ceremony, the experience for each of the persons present, initiates, is different. And it differs according to the degree of submission. And when the degree of submission is very strong, then the experience is very strong. Because it's a relationship, and the relationship ultimately is a relationship with Krishna. But Krishna is ready fully, more than ready. He's enthusiastic. He's been waiting for us to take shelter of him. And when we submit and enthusiastically take shelter of him, we feel something. Our experience is something. And then Bhakti Siddhanta says, after some time, if submission slackens, then the connection becomes weakened. And then again, the former activities of worldly material life start to creep in. So, submission is not an event. It's an ongoing process. And as that ongoing process continues, the connection becomes stronger, stronger, stronger. Eventually, to connect with our original position in the spiritual world. That's the journey. And we're not there yet. We're not at the conclusion yet, but we're on the journey, and this initiation is honoring individuals who have made some sustained steps in that direction of submission and then the formalization in the form of acceptance. That's what is happening here.